Unfortunately, the El Niño is a normal weather pattern that has affected countries quite severely. But now it is aggravated by climate change, and the effect is overwhelming for countries. They are suffering huge drought and in some cases terrible flooding that has destroyed the capacity to plant and to sow and to harvest.
Which regions are most badly affected?
The worst affected regions are Eastern and Southern Africa, Central America, and parts of Asia. And I've been to Ethiopia, where I saw that a country well prepared for climate with good climate policies was overwhelmed by this drought, and just 10 million more people are malnourished and could have very severe problems, I'll be going to Honduras later this month and to Mozambique at the end of August, because we want to try to get the full picture of the impacts in different places.
And El Niño is a multifaceted threat, isn't it?
It causes severe drought and severe flooding in different countries, and they tend to be the same countries that are affected. It's often followed by La Niña, which is anticipated this time to begin towards the end of this year. And it has sometimes the opposite effects. So countries that had drought may have very severe flooding on top of that drought. And of course, the coping mechanisms are less when you've already had an El Niño to try to cope with. The El Niño has come to an end as an El Niño, but its impacts will be felt probably until next March in certain countries, because they haven't been able to have any harvest. They haven't been able to have food security. They have terrible flooding problems, sanitation problems, health problems.
So we're looking at humanitarian, economic and social impacts.
Yes, I think we're looking at human security impacts. And what we are going to do as the special envoys of the Secretary General on El Niño and climate, we're going to do our best to draw attention, because this is a kind of invisible, slow onslaught problem that crept up on countries. It doesn't have the drama of an earthquake or something, but it's very, very devastating, and we need more support now and for the rest of this year and into early next year. But we're also going to say we're going to try and prepare more of a blueprint approach by the UN itself, by the EU, by the African Union, by all the regional organisations, because we have time to plan for the next one. It's somewhere between 3 and 7 years away. What we're saying is this is an opportunity for a new integrated approach. It's humanitarian, it's development, it's disaster risk reduction, it's climate smart agriculture, it's food security, it's gender, it's all of these. And we just need a much more integrated approach. We are just seeing the launch of the high-level political forum for the 2030 agenda. That agenda would be completely undermined in very significant number of countries if we don't get on top of this and have a more integrated approach.